USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett faces questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee for the first time on day two of her confirmation hearing. California Senator Dianne Feinstein pushed Barrett on her refusal to state her position on Roe versus Wade.
Do you agree with Justice Scalia's view that Roe was wrongly decided?
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll force a vote on a targeted coronavirus relief bill next week. In a statement, McConnell says he wants to focus on programs to help American workers, like the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook or on Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you, but you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he's not a fan of court packing. Speaking with WKRC-TV after a campaign stop in Cincinnati, Biden says the confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett are more of an example of Republican efforts to pack the court.
I've already spoken on, I'm not a fan of court packing, but I don't want to get off on that whole issue. I want to keep focused. The president would love nothing better than to fight about whether or not I would, in fact, pack the court or not pack the court, etc. The focus is, why is he doing what he's doing now? Why now, with less than 24 days to go in the election?
Social Security recipients will see a small increase to their monthly checks in 2021. The Social Security Administration announced Tuesday that next year's cost of living increase will be 1.3%. That's an estimated raise of $20 a month. It's the smallest cost of living increase since 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
California is trying to sort out confusion over unofficial ballot drop boxes. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
California Secretary of State Alex Padilla, along with State Attorney General Javier Becerra, have issued a cease and desist order to the California Republican Party to stop using unofficial drop boxes. Padilla saying reports of unofficial drop boxes came in over the weekend.
These boxes are not the same as county election drop boxes that are required to meet state security standards, as well as other regulations, including the regular retrieval of ballots delivered to those drop boxes by voters.
AG Becerra saying those behind the unofficial drop boxes are completely wrong. The drop boxes were seen in Los Angeles, Fresno, and Orange counties.
Members of a group charged in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer discussed targeting another state's governor as well. In a Tuesday hearing, an FBI agent testified that the group had discussed kidnapping Virginia's governor, Ralph Northam. The agent said the group was unhappy with the lockdown orders in both states and wanted to retaliate. 13 people faced state and federal charges in the case. And international soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive for the coronavirus. The Portuguese striker is the highest-profile athlete to test positive for the virus. The Portuguese Soccer Federation says Ronaldo is asymptomatic and in quarantine. He last played for the Portuguese national team on Sunday. The Federation says everyone else on the team tested negative. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.